You save us! You help us!
Hey everyone, and welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends, a reality show podcast! I'm Allison.
I'm Brian.
And all the way with us in the dentist have not room is everybody's favorite, Big Brother Mike!
Oh, I got a molar got it coming out. Got knocked out of that Gronk foam party.
So, we have been gone for a while. Brian and I were at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes, we were.
Unable to record, obviously. So, we're, like 8 episodes behind on Big Brother?
Six episodes. 2 full weeks.
Craziness. So, we're going to be flying through these episodes.
Yes.
A lot happened, not a lot happened, funny things happened, not funny things happened. It was a roller coaster.
Roller coaster
of Big Brother.
So first off, Allison,
yeah.
I have to ask, what are you drinking tonight?
You won't hear me open mine because mine needed a bottle opener, so yeah. I used the one on that we have in our kitchen on the wall.
Yeah.
But I am drinking a Krabby's alcoholic ginger beer.
Ooh.
I love it. If you find it at your local BevMo, Vendome, Binny's Beverage Depot, I highly suggest picking it up. It's wonderful. They have the original, and then they also have a lemon one.
Ooh.
I'm drinking the original.
You fancy pants lady.
What are you drinking?
There you go, everybody. I'm drinking a Ska Brewing True Blonde Ale. Ska Brewing out of Durango, Colorado. Fine, fine brewery. I like them. But their best drink, and they make several drinks, their best is their True Blonde. So I'd suggest trying that out.
What are you drinking, Big Brother Mike?
I just finished the coffee.
Oh, boo.
Big Brother Mike and his coffees.
It was delicious.
From the Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
From Dunkin' Donuts, yes.
Nice. Right.
None of these companies sponsor our show, but if you'd like to, hit me up.
Yeah. Send us a tweet at NotMakeFriends or email at podcast@notmakefriends.com. Say, hey, I will send you some free beer or alcoholic ginger beer or coffee. Talk about my wonderful business. We will.
We already did. For free.
Yep.
The first one's free.
The first one's always free.
First one's free. All right, so let's go back in time.
All the way back to late June 2015.
All right, so we had... was it Shelly and Becky on the block, as HOH?
I think so.
Shelly, Becky, dual HOHs.
Yes. They had just won head of household.
They just won head of household.
End of that Thursday's episode.
Bear with me. We're gonna run through these.
Yes.
So we have that, and then they are like, okay, we gotta get out, Audrey, everybody. Audrey's the main target. Alright. So but they don't want to put her right up. They want to backdoor her.
They want to backdoor her.
Just like they did with Jace. So they talk to Johnny Mac.
Everybody's favorite Johnny Mac.
And they're like, dude, you got to throw this competition.
Well, because they elect to put up on the block Day, Johnny Mac, Steven, and Jason.
Right. And they're like, Johnny Mac. Dude, you gotta blow this.
Battle of the Block.
B.O.B. And Johnny Mac's like, okay.
Battle.
Alright. You know, people are, they're not asking you to do it, they're telling you to do it. Better do it. I love Johnny Mac. He's my favorite. I joke with love. I would love to be best friends
with
him.
I would hang out with Johnny Mac.
I would love to be best friends with him. Where does he live again? Where is he from?
He's from Scranton, Pennsylvania, which
Is
why everyone thought
he
was a liar about where he was from and why he's a dentist, because they're like, he's not a dentist, he doesn't act like a dentist, and Scranton,
that's from the office.
It's a real city, though.
Oh, okay. Hello. So the Battle of the Block was this weird, like... They're keeping with this TV movie.
They really kept up with this TV thing or this movie thing for the Kathy Griffin week. Because this is still the Kathy Griffin week.
Right.
And so they had 9 cameras set up and you had to focus in the 9 cameras. Each camera had a number, of course, and they had to focus into something different on the set.
Mm-hmm.
So, like pink flowers, Like,
big thing of lube.
Three. Yeah, big thing of massage oil.
Come lube. On.
Allison.
What?
Allison.
What?
Ugh.
Hello.
And, but not only did you have to do that, but they made one big shirt, so both of the people on the block had to move together as a team, like a three-legged race.
Like conjoined twins.
Yes.
Like conjoined twins. So it was Steven and
Jason,
and they figured this out pretty quick. You turn two on, you point
you
it.
Figure out what two or what what camera. Yeah.
Day comes up with this idea of just turn them all on, and Johnny Mac is like, "This is the worst plan ever. I don't even think I need to do anything to blow this." Her strategy is just so terrible.
Bad strategy.
Okay. Jason and Steven end up winning with no real issues.
No, none at all.
And Day and Johnny Mac are still on the block.
I'd have to do nothing.
Hey, I had to do nothing. and then we find out about the POV. And the POV, I forget this one. What was the POV one, Big Brother Mike?
I don't remember. I was just flipping through, Dave. Oh, no, this is the one where Kathy Griffith.
Oh, with the assistants.
Went through.
Right.
She named 15 things that were inside a room.
Yes.
Then they would reveal the room and one thing would be missing. That was a hard one.
That was a hard one. And the playing was obviously Day, Johnny Mac. Oh, so the VOB that gets booted is,
the Bachelor.
Becky.
Yep.
So Shelly is still HOH. So it's Johnny Mac, Shelly, Day. And then they picked, Clay was in there.
I believe Meg.
Meg was in there. Who is the sixth one? Someone else.
No, Shelly.
Evil Dick, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jackie, because we never see her. So this one was kind of hard.
That was difficult.
Yeah, this one was kind of difficult. But Johnny Mac ends up winning a pay-per-view. POV.
POV. So Johnny Mac is safe.
Can you tell that I'm already kind of like in WWE pay-per-view mode?
I know, that's this weekend, and you're already
Sunday
there.
Is WWE Battleground. I'm watching it with a new group of buddies this weekend. I don't know how it's
going to
go.
One carryover buddy.
One carryover buddy. Everybody else is new. You know how I don't do well with new people.
Did you get thrown out of the old group?
Yeah, they hated me.
That's what I figured.
No, they
everybody hates Allison.
No, hashtag everybody loves Allison. We're just doing something different. My friend got invited by some other friends, and I got invited along.
Yep.
Johnny Mac wins it and takes himself off the block.
Yes.
And they put up someone.
They put up Meg.
Meg, yeah, Meg, because everybody loves Meg. They were originally going to put up Liz.
Yeah, and Austin was not going to let that happen.
Austin was
you got to remember now that the original plan was to backdoor Audrey, but Shelly has had a change of thought. Now she wants to get rid of Devon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And why is that?
Because Devon's a piece of crap. No.
What?
I don't know. They had some fight. I don't even remember what it was. It was so stupid.
Devon was acting a little loopy, but not enough to say she's a threat. Let's get her out. I don't think.
But they're all Skechers. I don't know.
Skechers. Yes, they're shoes from the 90s.
Line-up shoes.
That you would get for being on double
back. It was such an unforgettable week.
Yeah, agreed.
It was unforgettable or forgettable?
But here's the thing that
No, it's very forgettable. It was an unremarkable week.
There we go.
Here's the thing.
The twist wasn't that good. I mean, that whole be the seventh caller and win yourself.
I was just going to get into that.
Yeah. Right.
So Kathy Griffin's twisty twist 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 was the last lap, and we kind of got teased with this, you know, in the last episode.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, I'm gonna put a phone booth in there, and I'm gonna call
British
you 15 times. I'm gonna call you 15 times, and one of those calls has a special prize, and the prize is that you get to tell three people that they can't vote.
Yep.
Whoever wins it. And so, of course, Day really wants it. And Day's like, I want number 7. And then Clay's like, I want number 7. And Day, when number 7 was rolling around, she was sitting right there ready to take it. And she ended up winning this last laugh. Now, she could sit 3 people out from voting.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, so obviously you want to sit out, like, Clay. Mm-hmm. You want to sit out,
Do they all know who's working with each other yet?
No, they don't. Yeah. They're all stupid. They're all mishmashing. They're mishmashing.
Well, they have an idea of who's working together, but Shelley and Clay are crossovers on 2 teams, they don't know where Becky's at, and they don't know where Steve's at, and they don't know where Johnny Mack is at.
I mean, I would definitely have been like, Clay, okay,
Clay
you're
is the only one that I think she should have known better not to take out.
She took out Jeff?
Yeah.
Who else?
Was it
Jeff? She took out Jeff, Jackie, and...
Was it Becky?
Yeah.
I think so.
Which means...
It was weird. I could not figure out why she would do that, other than she knew she was going home and it really didn't matter. But it was...
She knew that she was probably going home?
We find out in her post-eviction interviews that the reason why she picked those 3 is so no one ever figured out who won the last laugh.
Oh, but everybody kind of knew.
Everybody kind of put it together, because everyone was talking about all the insults that Kathy Griffin hurled at them, except for Day.
And then they were like, well, now she was walking around all bummed, and now she's
I think the only one she told was Jason.
Yeah, but she told Jason, but everybody else kind of figured it out. Even in the episode, they were like, well, now she's bubbly. Yeah, now she's kind of happy again and not all bummed out. They pretty much put together that she got it.
Well, yeah, but it was interesting too. But then when she didn't throw Clay off, make his vote not count, then you've got to think, well, why would she do that? I mean, it didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. And the thing, I thought it was just, when we first heard about this last laugh, to kind of keep the anonymity, I thought it was going to be everybody votes, and then you never find out which 3 votes didn't count.
Yeah.
Because then you could, you know, everybody votes, and then only the viewers know who the 3 that didn't count were. Yeah. And that would, of course, cause a lot of, like, once you get the final numbers, right, people would be speculating and doing their Big Brother paranoia.
Well, I still like which ones didn't. Well, I like the way they did it, that they didn't show the people that, let everyone know who wasn't going to vote, but didn't reveal who had the power.
Right.
And that's really why they
got the vote. It's not that their vote didn't count. It's that they didn't get to vote at all. They were pulled out and sat into the dining room.
Right.
So.
But, I mean, that way you would have never thought, I mean, then after the eviction, you'd have to think, who would have wanted, you know, Jeff, Jackie, and Becky not to vote? Certainly not Devon.
Yeah, but she got voted out anyways. Ha ha, later. She got voted out.
Later day.
Later day. But what was funny is they're all voting, and Johnny Mack comes in, he's like, hello. But everybody was saying, I want to vote out Day. And then Julie's like, Devon, you mean? Yes. Yeah. And then, I want to vote out Day. Just to confirm, Devon. It's like, yeah. And they also, like, forget Vanessa's name every now and again still, and I think that's hilarious.
It was about 7-2?
Something like that.
7-2.
It was just Jason, and then again, Audrey. No, Audrey.
Audrey.
Yeah. Audrey threw that weird vote in there again.
Mm-hmm. No, it was Devon's gone. And I mean, she gave an okay exit interview with Julie.
Yeah.
The audience, you know, really liked her. But the thing is before she left, her and Jason, most importantly, her and Jason put together that Liz has a twin.
And instead of keeping it to themselves,
they tell everybody.
Immediately.
So they're like, there's fat twin, there's skinny twin, there's flirtatious friend, there's flirtatious twin, there's not flirtatious twin. So they put it together, and they're more or less like, there's a twin, and it's Liz, and it's Liz. Now, people are kind of like, okay, this is a thing. But Liz doesn't really say anything. Well, Julia also doesn't really say anything, in this episode at least.
Yeah.
Because what happened... Oh, no, does she say something in this
episode? We find out that she said something before eviction.
So Liz tells...
But we don't see that until Sunday.
Yeah. Liz ends up telling Shelley.
Liz tells Shelley.
Julia tells Shelley. And they're like, this is great. We can't get rid of Liz because if they make it to 5 weeks, Julia, you know, Liz and Julia are both going to be in here, and that's another person for our team. That's another person voting. That's also another person who can win against you. Depends on how you're looking at it. Glass half empty, glass half full.
Or win for you if you're on your team. So,
glass half empty, glass half full. So now Shelley and Clay know. Jeff has an inkling, and he's like, there's one of them that likes me and one of them that doesn't. And Austin's like, yeah, there's one of them that likes me and one of them that doesn't. Because Austin
spoiler
and
alert,
Liz,
it's the same one.
Austin and Liz have, like, this little, like, romance going on, and my boy Austin is so
I thought Austin had a girlfriend.
He's such a smitten kitten.
Doesn't anymore.
He's such a smitten kitten. I love Austin. He's the best. I want to be friends with Austin when he gets back to Woodland Hills. But yeah, it's, I kind of skipped around a little bit there. Yeah. It's hard to do 6 weeks. Don't judge me.
2 weeks.
Don't you judge me. But I have 6 weeks worth of gameplay in my head.
The show's only been on for three.
But I'm trying. Hashtag Allison is stupid. What don't you know about this? So then we get into the HOH. And the
for the next week.
For the next week, yeah.
Oh, we've got Devin was in the audience.
Yeah, Devin was in the audience. I didn't recognize him at first. Yeah, he was in that little corner seat.
They were just like, a football player, and they say that, and I don't know anything about football, so I don't know what this guy looks like. And when they come back from break, right in the middle of the crowd, smiling, big, bluff, black guy, clapping his hands, I was like, I wonder if that's a football player. I know it's Devin the whole time, though. And Allison's like, you think? I'm like, no, that was Devin. But I had started saying that before I recognized that was Devin. I was making a joke for Allison. She didn't even recognize him. Yeah, he was like in that little corner spot, like in the front row that when they come back from break, sometimes they show the audience middle of the screen right there clapping, looking all smiley and bald.
Yeah.
He could have been a football player.
He could have been Gronk. I don't know.
That's a caveman name.
Gronk is our Gronk. Football player who is our twisty twist twist person of the week.
Yes.
So the HOH.
Our takeover.
Are you ready for a takeover? So, this competition, since it's Gronk, evidently he likes to party. These are all things that are being told to me. I don't know.
If we're going
to
do party stuff, why? I mean, I understand that they're promoting NFL because they do Thursday Night Football. But really, if you're going to have a party twist, who do you call, Allison? Who should you really call?
Ghostbusters?
No. Who is the man, who is the guy known for partying? He has an entire album where every song on the album mentions partying.
Andrew W.K.
Damn right, Andrew W.K.
He also is friends with Lil Bub.
Andrew W.K. is cooler than any football player ever. Maybe not the refrigerator, but every other football player.
Isn't the fridge dead?
Well, he was cool, though.
He was a refrigerator. So this one was Flip Cup, pretty much. Not Flip Cup, Beer Pong, pretty much.
Beer Pong.
Where they get the little thingamajig and they put a ball on it and they flip it and the ball goes into these huge oversized solo cups. Han Solo cups. That was funny. You guys have been watching Geeks Who Drink on TV?
We've only had one episode.
I know, but it's funny. When we were at San Diego Comic Con, I partied and danced with Zachary Levi.
Yep.
It was pretty epic. Brian dance battled him.
Yeah, I got in trouble for taking a picture of my wife dancing with him. And he's like, no pictures, just dancing.
But it's not like he was mad at you, but he just wanted people to dance.
Yeah.
No pictures. It was more like, come on, guy.
I know.
Dance.
And I said, you think I won't dance? Oh, I'll dance.
And Brian did.
And we locked eyes for like 20 seconds. And we danced against each other.
But he is.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Zach Levy?
Zachary Levi was Chuck on Chuck.
On the show Chuck. From a couple years ago?
Oh, I never watched it.
Alright, watch the show Geeks Who Drink on Sci-Fi. He's the host.
He's the host. It's pretty good. They do Geeks Who Drink.
Did they steal your show?
No.
No.
Geeks Who Drink, isn't that just like, I'll drink just a little bit more?
No, because this is a trivia show.
Yeah, this is a trivia show.
It's like bar trivia.
Yep.
Okay.
It's the actual thing. They do it out in L.A., Geeks Who Drink.
They do it in across Chicago. The U.S., yeah.
It's a trivia company that people can sign up and work for and bring trivia to pubs.
And now it's a TV show.
Now it's a TV show.
But it's good. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Which Steve brewed. Anywho, it's so many weird jokes.
Oh my god.
Too much tuna. I can't believe you didn't think that was funny, Big Brother Mike.
I didn't think that was funny.
So Big Brother Mike was one time was like, oh man, so I had tuna sandwiches for dinner. And I was like, oh, I like tuna. He's like, yeah. And then he says, I'm going to have tuna sandwiches for lunch. And I'm going to have tuna sandwiches for dinner. And Brian and I look at each other. And we're both are like, that's too much tuna. From the Nick Kroll show.
Yes.
Where they have these two old Jewish men from New York have a prank show.
Nick Kroll and
John Mulaney. Playing John St. Giegelin and saw the other one.
Yeah.
But there are these two old Jew men on on this cable access show in New York where they prank people by when they order food. They just have this huge tuna sandwich come out and they're like, wow, someone's like, wow, this is a lot of tuna. Would you say it's too much tuna? And that's the name of their show, is Too Much Tuna. So I sent it to my co-host here.
Big Brother Mike.
Big Brother Mike being like, hey, that sounds like too much tuna. And then I sent him a clip from it, and he's just like, I don't get it. I don't know
why you didn't. No, I did not say anything. I just did not respond.
And then I was like, what? You don't respond to my texts?
Correct.
You're fired.
Oh.
You don't respond to my texts, you're fired.
How are we going
to
get all this background information? The feeds, the view from the feed watchers.
I'll call Evil Dick.
Ooh.
I'll call Matt Hoffman.
Yeah, that's about all we can call. Nobody else responds to our calls.
Anywho.
We made fun of Rachel too much and her
too much tuna. Too much tuna. Anyways, so they have to get these, like, balls into these oversized solo cups, and the person with the highest score wins. If there's the two highest scores win. If there's a tie, it goes into sudden death. The winners are Austin and the girl.
Vanessa.
I forgot her name.
You have a problem with V names, I think. I don't even think it was funny the girl last year's fault for being mysterious. I think you just forgot her name because it started with a V.
Well, what's funny is earlier in the show I said I think it's funny when people forget Vanessa's name, and then I just forgot Vanessa's name. But I'm like, this is going to be a good week. At one point, it was going to be James, but he tied it with Vanessa, Vanessa ended up getting a 52.
There was a third tie, too. It was Jackie, I think.
Yeah,
was it?
Something like that. And Vanessa ended up getting a 52, like almost as high as you can get.
Yeah.
She did really good.
So it's Vanessa and Austin. Your HOH is for the week. Well, at least until the Bob, and then there's only one of them.
Right. And so everyone's like, we got to get out Audrey. And Austin's like, people may think that we're going to be getting out Audrey, but Judas has another idea. Yeah, we're going to be getting out either Jeff or James.
Yep. And both him and Vanessa really want to get out Jeff or James.
Yeah, and I think that that's okay. The whole idea is that, you know, Audrey's a big target.
Yeah.
And she's always going to be a bigger target than you. This is going to be a season of a final four who were just all big targets because people were like, I'm going to keep them in because they're a bigger
target
than me.
Though?
Clay?
I'd say right now the targets in the house are Shelley and Clay.
Because they're a couple.
And Austin and Vanessa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would think I would be your top-tier players right now. Mm-hmm. But it's so early in the season, though.
Yeah.
And it'll be much better after the Battle of the Block is over.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Because now it's just like everybody. Now not only do we have people that are on the block throwing it, now we have HOHs asking people to throw the Battle of the Block, and then we have HOHs that just want to throw their HOH.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's like this has got to go because I can't think of a way to make Battle of the Block continue now that the whole strategy is just throwing it either at the HOH level or at the nominee level. So it's got to go next year.
Well, what was
even though it's a fan favorite,
for evidently.
Yeah.
What was interesting is when Vanessa was like, look, Austin, you have to drop You have, we have, we're gonna ask somebody to throw it, and it's gonna be somebody on your team because people like you.
Yeah.
You have that likability factor that Vanessa's like, I don't have that likability factor. So me getting blood on my hands is not as bad as you getting blood on your hands, because if we're gonna play kind of as a team here, you know, and we're gonna make this little alliance, then you need to play that likability factor, right? Well,
plus she's looking forward to the next week's HOH.
Where Austin can play.
Where she thought maybe it was going to be something more physical. Since this one was just a random,
you
know, it was just random throw something into a cup. Mm-hmm. Anyone could have won.
Yeah.
So she wanted Austin to be able to compete in the next week's HOH.
Did they get an opportunity to practice in the backyard at all?
Yes, they did.
Because, man, people did poorly.
Yeah, didn't even get it into the first.
People weren't even people were getting zeros. Yeah,
I mean, like, three or four people got zeros.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe they didn't give them, like, you know, usually they give them, like, a smaller version or a, you know, yeah, whatever version.
They got it the night before.
Oh, wow. Did they actually practice?
Yeah, but, I mean, how hard is that? I mean, it wasn't hard like the luggage one was a couple of seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had it already, or when it was going through and you had to drop it through the hole while the turnstile was moving, and then the numbers were also changing.
Yeah.
This was just, okay, luck of the draw.
Well, there's a little bit of skill to it. If you practice, you can figure out where you want to...
But you get one shot. You get shot. So it's just a matter of getting in there someplace.
Mm-hmm. Don't get a zero, and about four people failed at that.
Yeah,
so you get a chance as long as you can put it in a bucket.
And about four people didn't even get it in a bucket.
Yep.
So they sucked. They failed at life. so they say, okay, well, we're going to put up we need somebody to throw it. It needs to be thrown on Austin's team. So they go to our main man, Johnny Mack. The master of throwing things, I guess, now. And this is...
Oh! He's just gotten really lucky.
He has gotten really lucky. But they keep going to him to throw it.
Yeah.
Different people keep going to him to throw it. And they're kind of... People are starting to get this idea, like... Well, he throws stuff, and that's not good for him either.
But it's the evolution of the Battle of the Block, right?
Yeah.
The first one is just like, okay, the Battle of the Block, so now you put your shitty people up so they lose.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, okay, well, you put your people up, but every week last year, they put the same four people up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
This week, they're putting up the same four people, and it's like, but okay, but we're gonna have Johnny Mack throw it every week.
Right.
Yes.
But the only problem is that the only people... The same people that are asking him to throw it knew that he was asked to throw it in the previous week.
Yep.
Although no one really thought he threw it because Devon just did such a shitty job with strategy on the camera Battle of the Block competition. It's like, okay, Johnny Mack really didn't
do anything.
Didn't throw it.
Yeah. But he's now going to be throwing it again. It's him and James against Meg and
Jason.
And so they want Meg and Jason to win, and so that James stays on the block.
Yep.
And then the plan. Austin's
dethroned.
And Austin is dethroned.
And they tell James that, hey, buddy, we're just going to do this because we're going to backdoor Audrey. So don't even worry about if you're sitting on the block. Because someone's going to win POV, and it's going to take either you or Johnny off the block. And we're just going to put Audrey up there, and she's going to go. Because you know everybody wants her gone. So James like, okay, we can do that.
No worries, man. I'll do what I can.
My James sounds a lot like my Donnie.
I'll do what I can. No, because Donnie sounds like this.
Oh, Donnie's a little bit slower.
No, Donnie's more like, and then I'm Donnie.
Oh, you gotta say it with a smile.
And then I'm James, Donnie.
You don't gotta say that.
I'm just a groundskeeper eating my Pop-Tarts. Where James is very close. It's like, I'm James. I don't know nothing about acting.
So he's sort of like right in the middle between Judd and Donnie.
Yeah.
Not happy, but we can understand him a little bit more than Judd.
Yes.
Not a mumbler.
But he's got the southern twang. Where Donnie, he's got that kind of Mayberry.
So is Johnny Mack just a northern Judd?
No, he's part.
No!
He's part Kermit.
He's Kermit doing a Christopher Walken impression.
Hello.
Like, whenever he says hello to Julie in in the voting.
Hello!
Always cracks me up.
I love Johnny Mac. Oh, my God. So it's a this B.O.B. is a fashion, because we're still in Groundsweek.
Johnny Mac was a little upset that when he was nominated, what, second or first, because he's not in the corner that he always is.
That's my good. How dare they? That was so funny. So they have that, and they go to the B.O.B., and it's this foam party, because we're still in stupid Gronk week.
Party week!
So it's this foam party where there's a maze, and they have to pick a piece of, and there's party goers in the foam, and they have to pick a piece of clothing, a pattern, that matches clothing on some of the people in the foam party, and you have to bring them back to your VIP area, and the first person with, what, nine?
Ten.
Ten in their VIP area wins. Now, James sucks at this game. Again, Johnny Mac
has
to do nothing.
James sucks so bad that Johnny Mac could have ran the two times and done it very quickly that he had to go. Mm-hmm. And he would have looked great, and James still would have failed this for them.
Yes. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a foam party. I was at a foam party once.
I've never been to a foam party. I'm a little bit too old.
I was at a foam party once in college. And let me tell you, when they were like, you're choking on it, you can't breathe, you think, oh, fun, bubbles. Yeah, it is until you're, like, covered, like, from head to toe, and it's, like, a wall of bubbles. You cannot breathe in there. You do start to choke on them. Ugh. Like, I was really scared at one point. I kept having to, like, put my hands in front of me to, like, make a little, like, air, like, a little air trap. Yeah. It could get scary. I was scared. So when there was that one area in the maze
that was
overflowing with bubbles, I could totally see where they were like, oh, my gosh, you know. But then the other corner had nothing in it, so whatever. But Meg and Jason did super well at this. They're like, Meg at one point was like, you know, I'm really worried about going to this Battle of the Block because you put two people together where, you know, maybe we'd be really good at, like, picking out a new couch or whatever she said. Like, but something physical, making pancakes, but we are not physical.
I'm making a frittata.
Making
she
a
said
frittata, that's it. She's like, but that's what this team's good at. And then it turns out that this is like the perfect, as Jason said, this is the perfect competition for a gay man and a hipster from New York.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. But they did super good. Jason and Meg are safe. Austin gets dethroned. They pretty much just throw a whole bucket of water foam on him.
Yeah, just like non-foamed foam. It was like a big bucket of soapy ass water.
He was practicing his wrestling falls.
Oh, there you go.
He was getting all ready for that because he knew that he was going to be dethroned if everything went to plan. Yeah. Right. And he knew something was going to get dumped on him. So he was going to do all the falls,
the bumps.
He was all ready for it.
They're called
looking
bumps.
Forward to it.
Oh, good. Oh, goody.
We like to call them pratfalls.
In the comedy world, they're pratfalls. In the wrestling world, bumps. So that happened. Then we give this weird little segment about Johnny Mac figuring out that Liz has a twin. So, like, he kind of puts it out there to Jeff and them, who already kind of have an inkling, but don't really believe it.
Yeah.
They don't know 100% for sure. But Johnny Mac's like, nope, she's got a crown on her front tooth. It's a slight shape different. Yeah,
yeah,
on her six or nine or whatever. But, and the other one doesn't. And it's like, for anybody who didn't believe Johnny Mac was a dentist, like.
Yeah, for as much as he flosses and brushes his teeth constantly. And didn't he tell Day during one of the episodes to brush your teeth?
Go brush your teeth!
but it was weird. Johnny Mac tells Jeff, oh yeah, she's got a crown on number nine.
As if Jeff knows what that means.
And then Jeff's running around the whole rest of the house, telling other house guests, yeah, she's got a crown on number nine. Like, he knows what the fuck number nine is.
That is funny.
The front tooth got a crown.
So they go up and...
Yeah, this is like the worst plan ever, but it's such a Johnny Mac plan.
They go up into the HOH room, and Johnny Mac's like, well, I wanted to get a closer look, and if I got a closer look, I could definitely tell you. And so they all go up there, and then Johnny Mac's like, well, I'm just going to pretend to start taking pictures.
Pull out my invisible camera.
And he's like, smile, Liz. And Liz, like, isn't really having much of it.
She's like, you're being weird.
And then Jeff just sits right next to her like, mm-hmm, what's going on? Everything okay? You want to smile? I know something's up. And so that was weird, and Johnny Mac's
couldn't
like,
be more obvious that you need to open her mouth for some reason.
It was so funny. Then we get to the POV competition, and the POV competition was a rerun.
A complete rerun. It wasn't even. I got they
a little bit. It was just like a Vegas party. Now I think was that is that how they spun it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Vegas party. But I mean, all the time you get new games or old games, but with lack of a better word, new skins. This wasn't even like a new skin on an old game. This was just the old game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of disappointing.
Right. It was the one where they get inside the dice, the big dice cube, and they have to get off the platform and then back on the platform with the correct number of on the dice
on the
side
top.
Facing up.
Yeah.
So it's Austin is playing, and Johnny Mac, and James, and
Shelly.
Vanessa.
No, Vanessa, yeah.
And God, how come we can never remember
the Vanessa name? Looks like a Shelly.
Is it Meg?
Oh, is it Meg? Yeah, it's Meg.
So it gets a...
No,
Audrey.
It's Audrey.
Oh, no, it's Audrey. Yeah, you're right. It's Audrey. So Audrey's playing
there. We're both right, Mike. High five, buddy.
And Becky was the host.
And Austin does pretty good. It gets down to Austin and Johnny Mac. And Johnny Mac's like, I'm sorry, guys, but I really want to win this so that I am 100% safe this week.
Yeah.
And Austin's like, should I let him have it? Is that what's best for me? I don't know. So he kind of lets Johnny Mac have it in the final round.
Yeah.
Johnny Mac wins the POV, and he does the best.
Oh, I love this Johnny Mac.
The best Diary Room interview. He's holding up the POV, and he's like, hey, POV. How you doing, man? It's been a while since I've seen you. Yeah, man, it's been about a week. We're going to be spending a lot of time together. Hell yeah! I'm the golden POV. I do what the hell I want.
I absolutely love this. We must have rewound that and watched that at least 5 times. We were just
so funny.
Laughing so hard. Johnny Mac is the man.
So he wins POV, and at this point, Vanessa's really mad at Austin because Vanessa's like, you threw it. And Austin's like, I didn't throw it. Vanessa's like, you did throw it. I didn't throw it. I did throw it.
I'm not dumb.
I don't like when people call me liar. And so they're kind of.
I don't like when people think like, I'm stupid. I'm not stupid. I knew you throw it. I didn't throw it.
He did kind of throw it, though.
Well, no, he did. But then he gets, like, pissed off and he throws something across the room. He goes, see, I know it. I know you're lying now because now you're throwing stuff across the room for
I'm not intimidated by your size.
Yeah.
It was weird. So now they're kind of on the rocks.
It's like they really cared. It doesn't matter what. Actually, those things were sort of shown out of sequence.
Mm-hmm.
By the time it was time for the POV competition, they were all wanting to put Jeff up.
Yeah, so they want to put Jeff up at this point. And, but they're like, well, what are we going to do to put Jeff up? So Jeff is like under the blankets with Liz. And Austin and Liz kind of have a little thing going on. And, Austin walks in on it. And what Jeff was saying is like, look, I know you have a twin. And Liz is like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, first he's like, I think I know more about you than you think I know. And then she's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, you know about my brother? And he's like, yeah. And Liz says, yeah. And he goes, I think we're more in common in that respect than you're letting me believe. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, look, you can tell me. I'm not going to like say anything. Like, it's cool. You can tell me. I want to protect you. And they were like under the covers talking as Austin comes in. And then Austin is like, you're macking on my girl. And he got really mad. And then he got mad at Jeff. And then Jeff was like, blah, blah, blah. And he wanted to put Jeff up. And he was like, well, Jeff is saying these things. And then Vanessa was like, well, don't you know, have any dirt on Jeff? And Jeff's like, and Austin's like, yeah, that he doesn't want to play with Shelly and Clay together because they're a couple and he's going to be the odd man out.
He doesn't want to play with Clay until Shelly's gone.
Yeah. And so she's like, well, go blow him up about that. And it's like, okay. So they go down and they fabricate this fight, which turns into like
a real
legit
fight.
Legit. And so it's like, well, you told me that you didn't want to play with Clay because of Shelly and they're a couple.
And Shelly's like, what is he saying, Jeff?
Yeah, Clay, is this true? Did you hear this? Did you hear anything?
But it's like, Russ did such a bad job, he just sort of like walks into the bathroom. You're starting shit, Jeff.
Yeah, and just like,
oh,
what's
I'm just
going
to start a, I'm going to start a fight right now. What's going on?
But it worked. But it worked. Then he pulls Vanessa in and is like, didn't you hear this? Vanessa's like, yeah. And Jeff's like, you're a liar. And she's like, oh, you just sealed your fate, Jeff. You don't call me a liar. It's on. So they put Jeff up on the block.
The whole time Audrey's going like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? Awesome. Yeah.
And so now it's Jeff, and Jeff starts campaigning like pretty hard.
Yeah.
He's trying to get people to vote for him, get him to stay, blah, blah, blah. There was also Gronk's party anytime he's there.
Oh, so anytime like, he's like, do this party.
Do this kind of party. Do that kind of party.
Apparently it went on for 24 hours.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, in the day, it didn't matter. There was one where they had to do a shower party, and Johnny Mac had another really good soundbite where he was like...
That's just a truism of life, this one.
Sometimes you're at a shower party, and you're the only guy there in a hooded sweatshirt, and it gets a little awkward. That was funny. I watched it like 10 times.
Yeah.
So fun. But, like, towards the end of it, like, the last one, it was like, hot tub party! And they're all just like, yeah.
With their feet in the hot tub, just kind of like,
Well, that was, I think they wanted to make it annoying so somebody was going to drop out. Mm-hmm. Because there was actually a CBS vote for what the have-nots were going to have this week. Although they said there weren't going to be any have-nots, it was going to be a party week.
Mm-hmm.
So that never materialized. So
maybe if they dropped out and did the party foul, would become.
There was. Yes,
they had the party foul.
Gronk said that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you party fouled and did not party, you would be a have not. But nobody backed down.
Nobody backed down.
Even though they're all really sick party.
Stupid Gronk. So we get to the vote.
There's got
to
be a takeover.
So we get to the vote. It's Jeff and James, and they're like, I'm just upset that I'm sitting next to you, buddy. You know.
And there's some weird thing on the camera that made James' goatee look green.
And Julie, in this live one, looked... What was her dress? It had, like, flowers on it? Like,
daisy dress.
Tulips?
Oh, and we forgot to mention her polka dot shoes on the last live.
Oh, yeah. She was wearing, like, a shirt and a white shirt, some dark
pants.
She's
wearing nice
polka
dot
shoes.
But then weird polka dot shoes.
Yeah.
I thought Julie's dress on this Thursday, most recent Thursday, was... Very nice. We saw Julie boobs for the first time.
That was a terrible print.
Julie boobies.
I like it. I think it would have looked better. I couldn't, me and Survivor Carol could not tell if it was an entire dress or if it was a top and a skirt in the same pattern. But I think it would have looked better as a top if there would have been like a navy blue skirt with that. It would have looked better, I think. But it was fine. We said, oh, Julie looks nice tonight.
I didn't like it. Okay. I thought it was like tiptoe through the tulips.
Well, I'm fashion forward and you're not, so.
Oh, okay.
Julie did put a picture up on her Instagram before the last live episode of her, like, doing, like, little robot moves.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 10 bots ready for the live episode. I was like, oh, yeah, Julie. I like that you embraced the Chenbot, Julie. All right.
She loves being Chenbot.
Yep.
We get to the vote. I was like,
which show would suffer most by the loss of his host? Survivor, Amazing Race, or Big Brother?
Geez. As much as I like Phil, I think a lot of different people, anybody who's likable, could probably host Amazing Race. Okay. I think Chris Hardwick could do Amazing Race. You just got to be a likable guy. Our lady.
I think Survivor would hurt the most.
I think, and that's what I was going to say.
You're both correct.
Because Survivor is, like, that is so much Jeff Probst. A lot of it. So that would fare the worst if they ever had to replace the host.
Yeah, I think you could lose Phil, and in some respects you could replace Julie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know
how you would replace Julie. I don't know what type of person you want. Amazing Race is good. Affable, nice guy who's always going to welcome you to the mat. That's basically what you need, a friendly fellow. Our lady, like I said.
Yeah,
but
Drew
Carey's a little too jokey. He likes to crack a wise. Can't do a Drew Carey. But
I mean, anybody that's likable.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we had no idea who Phil was before Amazing Race.
True.
You could put an unknown on there. It doesn't really matter who it is.
Yeah, same thing.
Julie Chen
was
pretty much unknown. Well, so was Jeff Probst too.
Yeah, Julie Chen was known for the Los Angeles area, pretty much.
Jeff is an integral part of the show itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because of the tribal councils, and he's there for all the competitions, and
he marries contestants.
Them.
Yeah.
You know, anything happens if somebody goes out on a medical You know, for medical reasons, he's there. So he's a much more integral part of the game and of the show, more than just a host, which is really what Phil and Julie Chen are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're just so popular now because they've been doing it since the very beginning. They've become characters within themselves.
If you're going to replace Julie, you need to get somebody who's like half decent at interviewing, reading a prompter, being ready to change stuff on the fly. That's more of a technical job.
And I got to tell you, the gal that does, Arissa Cox, who does Big Brother Canada, she is fabulous.
Oh, yeah?
She is wonderful.
Oh, well, there you go. We get to the vote.
So entertaining. Young and peppy and vibrant.
Pepe. That's my Pepe. We get to the vote and Jeff goes home, which I was kind of sad about. I was hoping James would go home. I find Jeff more entertaining than James.
But it was a 7-4 vote, it was an odd vote. There were a couple oddballs out there.
I liked it because this wasn't so unanimous as we usually get. Still, they're surely in the game the last couple of years. I thought for sure
Audrey was going to counter vote again. I wanted to see if that was just her strategy every week, but this time it wasn't.
Yeah. No, it was interesting.
I was upset we saw Jeff go over James because I find Jeff more entertaining than James. Not that there's anything wrong with James. Well, I didn't dislike him. I just found Jeff more entertaining.
As a person, I would rather have James in the house, but as a viewer, I'd rather have Jeff in the house.
And he's just too douchey for me.
Jeff is douchey, and part of me would not have liked to watch Jeff stay, but as far as shaking up the house and doing weird shit, I think Jeff is going to do more of that, which is why I would have wanted Jeff to stay.
Well, the only reason I would have wanted Jeff to stay is that there would have been another couple in there.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been the Jeff, although they really haven't, they're consciously not playing it as a two-person team.
Right.
When you get down to it, the more two-person teams you get closer to the end, it'd be great if the final eight is four two-person teams, because at least that way, you know, teams start to flip back and forth across alliance lines, and it makes it a little bit more fun. I mean, if you end up having two couples and four singles,
right?
You know, couples are always going to go to the final four. They usually don't make it to the final three or two, but they make it to a couple will make it to the final four or some sort of larger alliance will get there.
Right. Correct. I don't see Jackie ever. It's like she doesn't exist.
Yeah. Jackie doesn't exist. Becky doesn't exist. Audrey's still in the bedroom.
Yeah.
We don't see Steve gets no airtime now. Johnny Mac would not get airtime if he wasn't just in every battle of the block and POV competition. So really the story this year has been Audrey. It has been the three people that they've gone after, Jeff, Davon, and Jace.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the Clay and Shelley and the Audrey and the Vanessa and Austin show with Everybody Hates Audrey. Mm-hmm. So that's been the show for the first 25 days.
Right. Yeah.
Which makes the show pretty boring. Because I don't really find Shelley and Clay very interesting people.
Oh, not at all.
They're not playing the game at all. They think Shelley thinks she's really playing this great game. That she's making these moves. And she really she enjoys playing it. But because it's the first couple of weeks, it's very simple.
Yeah.
To play this game in the first couple of weeks when everybody's going to go with the HOH, even if you go, I mean, Becky wasn't even pissed off at her for deciding I'm going to change it up and vote out Davon instead of Audrey. It's like, well, okay, whatever. As long as I'm not on the block, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Let me get to the jury.
Yep. That's everybody's goal.
That's what, like half of the house, that's their goal.
Mm-hmm.
Make it to jury. I mean,
you get paid more.
Yeah, but I mean, that shouldn't be your ultimate goal in this game. Well, jury. My stipend goes up a little bit and I get paid all the way to the end of the year.
But that's goal number one. Goal number two is winning. Cause you gotta think, you gotta take baby steps. You have to do reasonable goals. Nobody thought that was funny?
Nope, no. Sir.
Sorry, baby, I'm baby stepping to the jury house.
Baby stepping down the hallway.
Baby stepping down the hallway. Baby stepping to the jury house pool. So Jeff is told that there's twins, and he freaks out because he's like, I knew it. And he did a pretty good interview with Julie. I think he's very personable. He was fun to watch. I don't know if I would be friends with him outside of the house, but I liked watching him.
Oh, and apparently Liz changed her vote. Because Liz voted for James to leave, but then said in her little exit, like, message to Jeff that she voted him out of the house. Mm. So she apparently had a change of mind in between recording and actually voting.
And then Austin gave kind of a douchey goodbye.
That might have been a stupid moment, too.
Might have just been a stupid moment, but Austin gave kind of a... Austin gave kind of, like, a douchey goodbye, like... Yeah. Nobody comes between me and my woman, like a Rachel Riley. Yeah. And, I don't know. It was weird. But then we get to the HOH competition, and the HOH was stupid. This was stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to have dancers come out and do like a 90s dance routine, and then we're going to ask you questions about it, and you're going to have to answer true, false. And I was like, what? I can't even tell you what the questions were. I can't even tell you what was happening.
I mean, but they were so, I mean, I don't know what they would have been looking at.
Yeah.
You know, and then they said, were there more? You know, there were 7 people in the dance troupe, true or false? It was like, oh, and the first person to come out wore an orange shirt. It was such a bit. I don't know where this twist is going this week. It's supposed to be a 90s twist, but we heard there's going to be a takeover. What happened to that? It went from Amazing Race fast forward, okay, could have affected the game.
Yes.
To Kathy Griffin.
Could have affected the game.
Could have affected the game by not having three people not being able to vote. To the third week being nothing?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The third week was partying.
But there was nothing affecting the game. Nothing.
There was no twist. They called it a takeover, but it was just like, it was nothing.
Takeover.
I don't know why.
Twist was takeover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they did it. I mean, that could have been something.
Because they didn't even advertise. Like, it's not even football season yet.
Yeah. I
mean, they usually do that later.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was too early to do it. And now you bring out, and I'm sitting there, I was talking to Survivor Carol going, oh boy, they all suck at this, because it was like, okay, it's a coin flip, true or false.
Mm-hmm.
And there were supposed to be sets of questions based on 2 dance routines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she initially said.
Yeah.
They got down to the final 2 people in like the first 4 questions.
Yeah, they only asked 3 questions. They asked 3 questions, and then we had our HOHs. They didn't even do anything else. Like, it was so bad. And our HOHs are Liz and Shelly. Yeah, Liz and Shelly.
Okay.
So, I don't know what's going to happen. We didn't get any kind of tease to the new takeover, or who it's going to be. We didn't get any kind of tease.
It was so weird. They had so much time left that they brought the dancers out to do their second dance before they went to commercial. So they did that, and everybody just standing out in the backyard going, oh, okay, this was pretty stupid.
Right.
And then they come back from commercial break, and Julie's asking like innocuous questions.
Dear Johnny Mac, what do you miss the most from home? My guitar, Julie.
My guitar. Definitely I could play guitar for you.
Now I forget, because I thought at the beginning of the season, Clay did not want everyone to know that he played football for A&M. And then Julie asks him a question about playing football, and then he mentions A&M. And does everybody in the house know that by now? The Julie like blow part of his game?
I don't know. I don't think he didn't. They have talked in the house.
Okay, they have talked. Okay.
They've talked that he's played football, so I know that.
Okay.
Because he talked about being, they were talking about pizza a couple of nights ago.
Of course.
And how they like, you know, how they, you know, for the most part, they live in areas of the countries that aren't like pizza cities. They're like New York or Chicago. Yeah. So they're, well, everybody's favorite pizza is like Papa John's.
Yeah.
Or whatever crap pizza, Papa John's or Domino's. And Clay was talking about how he really liked Chicago style pizza because he was just in Chicago for the NFL draft.
Oh.
Don't let that slip out. So now people are thinking that he's getting this contract, that he was drafted into the NFL.
Yeah.
And he'll be playing next season, but it's like, well, no, he's gonna, if he got drafted, he couldn't be in Big Brother this summer, because yeah. He'd be at rookie camp right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, people are thinking, well, maybe he must be real good. And then it's like, well, no, I was just there because that's where they had the NFL draft. It was like a party week. So, I mean, so people know, Austin knows okay. that he played football. James knows that he played football. I'm sure he's boasted to Shelley, you know.
Well, I remember when he came in the house, he said he wanted to keep that under wraps, but yeah, I just didn't know if Julie blew up his game or as if he had said that prior to her asking.
Well, all that pregame stuff is all gone. Austin's not playing up I'm hurt at all. He's doing flips and he's doing all sorts of moves and stuff in the house. So it's like, well, the injured wrestler not being a physical threat is totally gone.
But of course, nobody knows Vanessa's a poker player yet, though.
That's correct.
Still thinks she's a DJ.
Even though she threw out some, like, 26.5% odds we're going to make it to Jerry House.
Yeah, she kept doing percentages with Austin.
Yeah, she was telling it, you know, and she was telling Devon, because it came out that Devon was a dealer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that came out?
In the house, yes.
Okay.
That she was a dealer. No one really said anything. Maybe she just told her group. Cause I know that Jason knew that she was a car dealer.
Oh. And
other people might have thought that she was still a second grade teacher. So I don't know how far that went, but I know that I heard in the live feeds, Jason and Devon talking about that. But I mean, she's so analytical. I mean, somebody's going to start thinking about Vanessa soon because she's just too analytical. And the thing is she just goes on forever. She can't tell somebody what her thought is. She goes through it and then they're ready to leave and she's going to tell them again. And again and again. I mean, even Shelley mentioned one time, it's like, God, she kept me up there for an hour and just said the same thing. And then when Shelley's sniffing that out, right? All you got to do, is pet Shelley and Clay on the head, tell them they're pretty and they're doing a good game, and they're fine. They'll go any place with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That's true, though.
Was there also we got a little bit of a new alliance? They're calling the Sixth Sense.
Yes,
which is what's going to include Julia when she gets in, or Liz, whenever she. You know what
this
I mean?
Is
I don't know. What
Clay, Shelley, Austin, Vanessa, Julia, Liz.
Yeah,
I think everybody wants that. I mean, it's the people that those are the four people that totally know where Liz or Julia has said, yes, I have a twin.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're trying to keep that under wraps. I don't remember whether or not Johnny Mac has been officially told by them that yes, definitely, and her name is Julia.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Julia and here's Liz, and they've been switching out every 3 days.
When Julia told
Shelley,
she told her, and then she's like, well, my name's Julia. And she goes, like, another J, I know. Even in that, remember we were making fun like a week or two ago, I was like, man, so many J names. Even in the house, they're saying how many J names.
How many J names.
I just another sorority girl. Oh, it's going to be great. We're all the same sorority.
You need to stop eating. You're fat.
You need to eat more.
And you can't be a bitch. You better start flirting. I'm not a dumb blonde. Well, yeah, I am a dumb blonde.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, those are those episodes. And now it's time for everybody's favorite segment.
We got through that a little under an hour.
Yes,
I'm very proud of us.
I'm sure we missed a lot.
They weren't great weeks. They really weren't.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment, Big Brother. Cheers and cheers!
Well, there wasn't much to cheer about, even in 2 weeks. But I will give my big brother cheer this week to Austin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
I will give it to Austin for being smart enough to know that he does not want to be the HOH that actually puts James and Jeff up.
True.
Or backdoors them. Or if the plans were to have fallen through, to put somebody else like an Audrey up on the block, because you don't know where the house is going to go though. So it was a very good move for him to be the losing HOH, but even better, it was allowing Vanessa to think it was her idea to have him be the losing HOH. It was brilliant.
I agree. I love Austin. I want him to go all the way. I want it to be Johnny Mac and Austin in the final two.
And what were your top 10 jeers?
Oh, Jesus.
No, just give me your top 10.
This entire Gronk week was my Big Brother jeer.
Yeah.
From the competitions, I thought we're not supposed to see anybody in the house.
You saw so many people.
The foam people had 20 extra people in the house.
And then all
then you
dancers.
Had another 7 dancers. So you had 27 extra people in that house during the week. It was terrible. I mean, I hated it. It added nothing to the game. It took away from the game. People that like it. I don't know where CBS and the producers were going with this. I don't know who they were trying to attract that was going to think a Gronk week of nothing was going to be something. And I don't know where this 90s week is going either. Cause it doesn't seem to be, and it seems to be Gronk week 2.0.
And the Gronk week
20 years ago.
Gronk week is like also the first time we didn't have like the twist person make an appearance in studio.
Yeah.
You had Phil in studio. You had Kathy in studio. Gronk, you got like a weird recorded message and that was it.
And it was really poorly done. It's like,
the first one was so bad. The second one, they cleaned up the audio at least.
But did he say, I'm only doing one take, that's it, fuck you?
Yeah.
I'm a New England Patriot? Because it was so terrible. It was like he was reading off a cue card that somebody drew in crayon. I don't know. It was like really, really, really. So go on out to the backyard for a Gronk party in Paravito.
Rock and roll.
I'm Gronk Party. Hey, Liz, remember me? I'm Gronk. You met Portia on my Gronk Party. Oh, the only thing that we didn't cover was that really difficult luxury competition.
Oh, hey, yeah. Let me tell you what happened with this. And this is why I totally forgot about it. So we have DirecTV service. We got to that flip-flop competition, and the satellite paused. Like, it wasn't feeding.
Yeah, we had technical difficulties. We didn't even see that. What happened,
what
Mike?
What happened?
Okay. Was it a Flip Cup game?
It was Flip Cup.
No, it wasn't even Flip Cup.
Oh,
okay.
See?
They go out there. The 5 people go out there. I don't know how they picked the... Oh, no, it was the 6 people that were up...
Who had won.
Yeah.
Who had won a game. So it was the two HOHs.
It was the two HOHs.
The POV winner.
The POV winner and the two BOB winners.
Yes.
They all got to go up there. The entire thing was, they sat behind the table. There were 5 solo cups in front of them. It had beer or something in it. And if you had the little chip on the bottom of your cup after you drank it, you were the winner. That was it. No competition. Liz won the Gronk 4-day cruise to Jamaica or some shit.
But
I mean, there was no competition at all. It was just, okay, drink this cup of whatever, and if there's a chip in your thing that says cruise, then you won.
So
it went from being disappointing to being like really disappointing.
Wow. Well, there you go. There was that. Didn't miss much there.
Guess not.
Ugh. Well, yeah, it was pretty uneventful. Well, thank
really
you.
Bad thing. It was a really, really, I mean, and even though, you know, the live feeds weren't all that great either. Only because.
I heard there was a lot of liquor.
Well, there was a lot of liquor at the foam party because they were drinking champagne. Everybody that wasn't in it, they were partying, so they had champagne. And I think like Austin got really lit because he drank like a whole bottle because he was sitting with, I think, is it Vanessa that doesn't drink? He was either sitting with Vanessa or Shelley. One of them doesn't drink, so one of them drank like a bottle and a half of champagne. So they had a lot to drink that night. But there hasn't been that much liquor in the house.
Well.
Well, those are our cheers and jeers, and they are final. But now it's time for everybody's second favorite segment. We have number one fan Patrick who says, I think a trombone player should be called a tromboner. Hashtag I'm 12. He also says, I've been a BB Mike fan since day one, even though I sent him to Pee Pee Town because I thought it was a place for cool egg bread chefs. He says, Meg looks like Taylor Swift, like my butthole looks like the Mona Lisa, though it does have a mysterious smile.
I love number one fan Patrick so much.
He also says, Johnny Mac sounds like a Muppet crossed with Barney from The Simpsons. And I like it.
that's closer than Bobcat, I think, that description.
Waterlodged.
Oh, a new yes. Twitter. Oh.
Says, I'd even throw a little Bobcat Goldthwait in there too. Let's see. Number one fan Patrick says, this Clay Shelley thing needs to get busted up fast. I'm tired of her smug little step for wife face. Hashtag teeth too big for TV.
She's Cheryl Hines, man. She's got that big mouth.
Then I got a whole bunch of Comic-Con pictures, so hold on. I need to scroll through that. Number one fan Patrick says, did Austin pack any shirts, or did he and Jace jerk each other off with them all?
Hashtag
Jack Shack Takeover. Don't Google it.
The house guests always make comments about how good Austin looks when he ends up having a shirt or a t-shirt on. Oh, Austin, you look so nice in a shirt.
Trying to subtly tell him to wear a shirt. That's great.
And Clay doesn't wear a shirt very much around the house either.
No.
And Jeff, we always like wear a wife beater.
Yeah. Number one fan Patrick called us pod faders.
Because we took a week off to go to Comic-Con.
Then I said we were at Comic-Con, and then he goes, goof offers, you're making me look bad in front of the 1.5 new listeners I brought to you. Hashtag one fucking job. Hashtag have fun, I'm jealous.
I mean, what, they don't, I'm sorry, did they not have internet in San Diego?
You know how much money I spent to go to San Diego Comic-Con? I am not wasting it podcasting about Big Brother.
There's also the fact that we don't have our DVR in San Diego, and we're going to miss the Wednesday-Thursday episodes.
Yeah, I'd have to watch them live. We're doing it live.
Dude, it's just like you go to CBS All Access, and you just watch it.
No. You know, I'm too busy partying with
Zach Levi.
Yeah.
Whoever he is, yeah. And then you walk down the street with people from Community.
Parks and Rec.
From Parks and Rec.
I crossed the street with Adam Scott, and there were way too many people, and he was kind of incognito, so I didn't ask for a picture. But as we were walking, we walked together for like a block, and then as we were turning our separate ways, I just go, hey man, I love your work. And he was just like, thanks.
And we were also looking at the same comic rack as Eugene Merman, more well known for playing Gene on Bob's Burgers. But he was also the Russian assassin on Delocated, for anyone who watched that.
There you go. Number one fan Patrick.
You say you were looking at his butt crack?
No, we were looking at the same comic rack.
We saw him in.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said we're going down the same butt crack.
We all three of us are standing there saying, look at that guy's butt crack.
Number one fan Patrick says, of course Shelly's a sorority girl. She was probably president of her chapter of Kappa Beta Cunts. Hashtag. Made you say it again. So thank you. I almost went through a whole episode. Thank you. Number one fan Patrick says, the only reason there's no new show is the avalanche of BB Mike fans. You'll skip an episode to keep the secret. Hashtag BB Templars.
I didn't see that one.
And those are our tweets for the
week. Got an email, though, Allison.
We did get an email when we were at Comic-Con, and someone...
Did we owe somebody money? Is that it?
No. Okay. We got an email at Comic-Con, and it was pretty much like, why you no podcast? It says, it was from an email I don't recognize.
And it said, titled, Last Year Suck.
It was called Last Year Suck. And I went, okay. But I read it at the Nerd HQ party, and it says, please keep up the pod more frequently, since we have more going on. Love y'all. But I don't recognize this email address.
Oh, I don't know who it is either.
So I said, hey there, sorry we've been away. We're at San Diego Comic-Con, but we'll be back with more Big Brother and Nerd Talk soon. Thanks for listening and being a fan. If you want some stickers, send us an address and we can send some your way. And then I sent a picture of me holding a Big Brother POV chip. So if you're that person and you want some stickers,
yeah,
I'll send you some stickers. Or if you are that person, let me know why last year sucked.
I think they meant the show, and this year is such a better show that they want to hear us talk about it more.
I think...
That's what I took, because I see the glasses half full.
I like to think that the last year...
You see the glasses full of pee.
I like to think that that person's life last year sucked, and the only thing that pulled them through was our Ritty Big Brother banter.
And
we, in essence, saved this person from a life of boredom and monotony.
I think we save everyone from a life of boredom and monotony.
Pretty sure.
And learning how to pronounce words correctly, because I can't do it. Monotony.
Monotony?
I don't know why I can't say that word.
Monotony, say it.
I...
Say monotony.
Monotony.
There you go, you just did it. Don't say you can't, just try.
Monomina.
Monomina. Monomina. Monomina. Alright guys, if you want to tweet us, go ahead and do that in 140 characters. Our Twitter handle is @NotMakeFriends.
If you just want to talk to me, it's @RadJose.
If you
want to talk about ska music and Big Brother.
If you want to email us, go ahead. It's podcast@notmakefriends.com.
Tell us how much the show sucks and you want us to talk about it.
Tell us how much last year sucked.
If you want to go to our website, it's notmakefriends.com.
You can also get in touch with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/notmakefriends.
I think that's it.
I think that's it too.
Any final words, Mr. Big Brother Mike?
I think I'm looking forward to like the 70s week, maybe 2 weeks from now. It'd be like glam rock week. That'd
there
be good.
You go.
See, when they first said 90s week, I was just like, oh, are they going to make them do a week like the first season of Big Brother? And then I realized that was still 2000 and not the 90s, and I got really sad.
I thought they were going to have, like, Steve Urkel come out.
I thought they were going to be like, okay, you're going to live in shipping containers, and you're going to herd chickens for a week. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be cool. And then nope, not at all.
And they could have brought Chicken George back.
Yeah.
Or the guy with one leg that won. They could have done a whole... Drupinski could have came back for a shout-out.
Yes. But no.
Brian and I have been binge-watching BoJack Horseman Season 2.
Yes.
They have a lot of 90s references in there.
Yep.
So I'm ready for this 90s week of Big Brother, is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If you're not watching BoJack Horseman on Netflix, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Why are you listening to this show? Seriously. And hey, you know what else news we found out?
What?
I
forget what. What is it, Allison? Tell me.
Jason Doring is going to be on The Originals on the CW.
Yeah,
he's going to be a recurring character.
Whatever.
CM Punk lost a cooking competition in Vegas.
Oh, God damn it. An hour and 13 minutes. She did not mention CM Punk. I was going to use it for the end of the show, going, Allison didn't mention CM Punk. How's that? No, there she goes.
I spent at Comic-Con.
Don't give out dollar amount.
Don't even say it.
I spent the most money I've ever spent on a single item at Comic-Con. I won't throw out a dollar amount. You can try to guess on Twitter, and if you guess right, I won't hit you.
$16,000.
Yep. But I commissioned Jill Thompson.
A CM Punk boner cast.
No. I wouldn't even buy that.
Cynthia Plasticaster wasn't there.
So I went to Jill Thompson, who is a very well-known comic book artist.
Beast of Burden, The Invisible, Scary Godmother, a whole bunch of stuff.
She makes Daniel Bryan's she designs Daniel Bryan's t-shirts for WWE.
Yep.
She did cover art for the WWE Superstars comic. She's friends with CM Punk.
She did an entire book that Mick Foley wrote.
Yep.
One of his children's books.
Yep. So, I mean, she's well known in the WWE community, so I commissioned a piece of artwork. I was like,
excuse me, Mick Foley has done more than one children's book?
Yes.
He's done, he's done 10 novels, 3 memoirs, and I think 4 children's books,
yep.
2 for very young picture book kids, and then 1 for like, you know, a little bit older.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
and she did one of the picture books. Yeah.
So it's Mick Foley and Rush Limbaugh are educating our young.
Yep.
And Jay Leno. And Henry Winkler has written like 20 books for kids.
Look out. Well, the Fonz is pretty cool.
He's goddamn awesome.
But I commissioned her to draw me a picture of CM Punk. Now, she knows CM Punk. She's like, oh, Phil? Yeah, I'll draw you a picture, Phil. She told me a whole bunch of really cute stories, which I can't repeat. And I was just like, tell me more about Phil. Although I could never call him Phil.
Yeah.
Until we're friends.
He's
with
punk.
Wendell.
He's punk.
He's CM Punk.
Phil and Amy.
Amy, no Amy. Do not say Phil and Amy. That's a completely different couple.
Isn't AJ Amy?
April.
Nope, April.
Amy is his ex-girlfriend who he almost married to, and her wrestling name was Lita. So Phil and Amy don't exist.
Oh, Lita. I like Lita.
He dated Lita for a very long time.
Really?
They had a dog together, yes.
Oh, dog. What happened to the dog? Uncle Lair, is the dog okay?
Yes,
not nose timey, the dog's fine.
I don't know what that's from.
It's from the 80s.
Oh,
like Larry Lujak animal stories on WLS AM 89.
Talk radio.
50,000. No, no, that's when it played. 90. It played pop, top 40.
Oh.
Yeah, Larry Lujak.
But now they, she got the dog.
Oh,
she
man.
Still has the dog. Okay. But yeah, no, his wife's name is April. Okay. He's married to AJ Lee. But no, I commissioned, but she told me a lot of cute stories about Phil. One I will repeat.
Don't repeat it.
There's she always one. Feels bad anytime she goes and has dinner with him because she'll order like, or a meal with him because she'll order like pancakes and he'll order like a chicken breast.
Yeah.
She always feels bad because she'll eat whatever and he's always
carving it out. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, watching, cause he has, you know, he's in his underwear half the time in front of millions of people. But yeah, so he, always has to watch what he eats and she always feels bad because she'll order like pancakes or breadsteak sandwich and he'll be like, can I just have like a grilled chicken breast?
All right, I think that's enough. Anything more you want to say about how awesome Comic-Con was other than it was awesome?
Oh, it was so awesome. It was so, so awesome.
It was really good this year.
It was very good this year. Very, very good. Can't wait till next year.
Yeah.
Made a lot of new friends. There was one guy dressed like Chris Jericho.
Yes.
That was awesome.
That was fun talking to him.
Yeah. He was fun.
No, I saw a lot of cool panels, got some cool stuff.
Yes. What is the coolest thing you got?
The coolest thing that I got? I don't know. I feel lucky that I got an Ash vs. Evil Dead shirt because most people got the foam chainsaw hand.
If you want a foam chainsaw hand, I have one, and I'll sell it to you for $30. Look for it on eBay. This weekend, I'm just going to be listing a whole ton of stuff on eBay.
I bought that Gotham lunchbox that we got.
Gotham lunchbox
cool.
Was good.
I like the Rick and Morty pinback pins that we got. Yeah. Those are cool.
Cool.
Yeah. I was really happy.
I was really upset that the Free Archer t-shirt they gave out was too big.
Yeah.
I had to wear it as like a sleep shirt. I was like, gosh darn it.
Mine is right size for my fat ass.
Yeah. Lucky. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back on a more regular basis now that Comic-Con's over. Have a great rest of your 90s boring week.
Seagulls.
That's 80s, man.
Bad Flock of Seagulls is.
Oh, 90s. Yeah. Spandau Ballet. That's nice. Yes.
Maybe.
Blossom.
But you know they're going fucking hip hoppy.
Vanilla Ice.
Go, Ninja, go.
It's gonna suck.